This podcast is brought to you by Sonos, the home sound system. The Sonos One with Amazon's voice service. Enjoy rich, room-filling, superior sound from the new smart speaker for music lovers.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, why Electronic Arts is hoping the new Star Wars movie is a hit amid its recent release kerfuffle. But first, these tech headlines. A New Jersey man has admitted to building and running the network used in a massive online attack that blocked out swaths of the web last year. The Department of Justice charged Paris Jha with building and renting out a botnet system that infected Wi-Fi routers, video recorders, and other devices that were used to flood websites with online junk traffic. Apple is awarding one of its key suppliers $390 million as part of its effort to fund domestic tech manufacturers. The funding will enable Finisar, Apple's second-largest supplier of a laser tech used in facial recognition, to speed up production and boost research and development. And T-Mobile says it's acquiring a streaming video startup and will launch its own paid TV service, becoming the latest company to jump into the increasingly crowded online video market. T-Mobile follows other companies, including Sony, Dish Network, and YouTube owner Alphabet Inc., that have launched internet-based video services specifically targeting cable TV cord cutters. Coming up, why Electronic Arts needs the new Star Wars movie to be a hit. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. A member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
So video game publisher Electronic Arts launched Star Wars Battlefront 2 last month in a haze of controversy, to say the least. We'll get the quick recap on that in just a moment. As such, Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher says EA is looking to offset some of that damage with the release of Star Wars The Last Jedi. Let's get more from Dan right now. He joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
So you write about how Electronic Arts could really use a boost from the new Star Wars movie this week. What are the stakes for EA right now? Because there's obviously been some controversy with the release of its latest Star Wars game. How did that impact the game's success so they might need such a boost? Remind folks of what went down, if you don't mind.
Well, so they released the game in mid-November, and what games now do is, you know, video games still sell for, you know, there's an upfront cost to it, usually $50 or $60 for these kinds of games, for high-end console games. But game makers need to establish kind of a recurring revenue stream with these games. Typically, games like this, that recurring revenue comes in downloadable content that comes out every, you know, 3-4 months for, you know, $20 for an expansion pack or something. What EA was trying to do this time was, instead of doing that, they wanted to make the money from the game through microtransactions, things that a gamer would pay for within the game, small things like loot boxes and other things. The problem was that the way EA designed these particular transactions, a lot of the early gamers complained about it and said that it was designed to favor players who are paying a lot and giving them an advantage in playing the game. And that's something you don't want to do with these types of systems, because you want as many players as you can playing it. And if you tilt the systems to where it looks like those that decide to pay a lot get a distinct advantage in the game, it really tends to hurt the game's popularity. So literally at the last minute before the game was released, EA shut off all the microtransactions because it had generated such controversy. That controversy essentially hurt the launch of the game.
So these transactions that take place in the gaming world, they've proven to be a really important piece of the revenue stream pie. So how does that steer EA's ship now in light of everything that's just gone down?
Well, what it's hurt EA in a couple ways. One is because they pulled the microtransactions, it left things uncertain as to kind of how would the game make much money beyond the sales of its launch. But because it generated such controversy, it actually looks like it hurt the actual launch. NPD, which tracks, you know, retail sales of games, it looks like at least in the first 2 weeks in the last half of November, Battlefront, the sales of this particular game were about more than 40% below what its predecessor had generated in the same period 2 years before. So it looks like the controversy really hurt the impression of the game and hurt and affected how many people were willing to pay for it and buy it. For EA, I mean, and this is EA's a big company, and this is not their only big game by a long shot, so it's not necessarily going to make or break the company in that way, but it was one of their biggest high profile releases in the holiday period when, you know, these types of games, these kind of adventure shooter type games are very popular, you know, and this was EA's way to compete with Call of Duty that's out every year. And so I think this one hurts them in that way.
So in looking to get whatever boost it can, has this worked before? Has the release of, you know, a coinciding feature film proven to provide significant help to a struggling game?
Yeah, it's not clear how much help, because games these days, the companies aren't making exact movie tie-ins. Like, it used to be like you could make a game that was essentially a game version of a movie that was out. And that's not really done anymore because the game business has changed. Battlefront is kind of its own Star Wars storyline, but it uses a lot of the characters. So it's not necessarily the same storyline as the movie, but the movie does create kind of a halo effect that does help sales. And what's good for EA in this case is it looks like the reviews on the movie came out even after I published my piece. Critics are all saying this is the best Star Wars movie either ever or since The Empire Strikes Back, you know, right, more than 30 years ago. So it looks like the movie's going to do very, very well. So that should at least help them somewhat, along with general holiday sales, because Star Wars is a well-known property, so it tends to be a popular gift that people get for other people.
Right.
So they'll likely get some help this month on this game. But it doesn't look like they would get enough to even equal the sales they got in the last Battlefront, unless something really significantly changed. If all of a sudden sentiment on the game really picked up, you know, more people playing and saying, "Oh yes, it's really, really good now," got word of mouth. But right now, it looks like the game will probably underperform at least the last one.
Heard on the streets. Dan Gallagher, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.